What's up, everybody? Here on podomac.com/Andy67. It is alternative news talk. I'm Andy. Dylan, what is going on, brother?
Not much, brother. Just got home. Ready for a great show. That's what I'm doing right now. Getting ready for a great show.
All right, y'all. Let's get the plugs out of the way. You are listening to the best podcast on podomac.com, alternativenewstalk.weebly.com. Actually, that's the website. We already have a mess up 10 seconds in the show. This is Alternative News Talk. And Dylan, I have some great news. I have some great news. You know what that great news is?
What's that
name? This is episode 10.
Really?
Yeah. But that's insane. I'm trying to open up this water bottle with one hand. Not really working out for me. Oh, there we go. We're good. Let's get the plugs out of the way. For all your wrestling news, all your spoilers, results, your WrestleMania 28 results, the insight on Brock Lesnar returning to the WWE, go to NextGenerationWrestlingSideWeebly.com. We got 921 views, page views, on Tuesday. And yesterday we got 423, so I'm very excited about that. YouTube.com/Andy8763. You can go to our website, Next. Wow, this is a complete mess up show. AlternativeNewsStar.weebly.com, MMA News, MMA News 1.weebly.com, and all your sports news, go to EstablishedSports.weebly.com. It's in the description for those links. Now, we're going to start off a quick, fast paced show. Dylan, let's get ready for some trivia. Are you ready for some trivia?
I'm ready.
All right. Now, I know you're not going to know this, but that's the point. All right. When did WWE WrestleMania start? Was it 2012? Was it 2015? Was it 1984? Or was it 1901?
Well, something,
I don't know what it is, but something tells me
it's not 2015. I don't know why. I mean, it's an answer. It's up there. It's possible. It's WWE. All right,
so
2015's out. Now, 1901, television wasn't even invented yet. So, I'm going to go with that one. Well, 2012, I really got the first one. You know, so I'm going to go with that
last. 1984.
Yeah, I'll
go
with that one.
You are correct. All right, let's go fast paced sports news. Baseball, it was back, and ESPN had their premier primetime game. Cardinals at Miami. Miami had a new stadium. That's awesome. NASCAR Martinsville results. You saw Ryan Newman won it. So that's good for him. WrestleMania 28 was this past Sunday. You saw the main event. The Rock versus John Cena, and The Rock won that match. You can go to NextGenerationWrestlingSideWeebly.com. It's in the description for those results. And one and done, Kansas got beat by Kentucky. Oh, yeah. Final score was 67-59 Monday night, and they won their eighth national title, and the first since 1998. So congratulations to Kentucky beating Kansas. I see Cubs. Brock Lesnar's back in the WWE. All right, y'all. We're going to have another trivia question. Are you ready, Dylan?
All right.
This is another one where you have no idea what it is. Alright. How many times did Brock Lesnar win the UFC World Heavyweight Championship? Was it 4 times? Was it 10 times? Was it 112 times? Or was it 1 time? How many times did Brock Lesnar win the UFC World Heavyweight Championship?
Well, I mean, Brock Lesnar's pretty good, but I think 112 is a little much, just saying. I don't think there's been that many championship matches, period.
had like 8 or 9 pro fights. he only won it one time.
Yeah. Well, there we go.
Good try, though. Okay. This was pretty cool. They found a new Titanic artifact. We have a picture of it. And to describe it, it almost looks like there's a pin like that you put on your shirt. It looks like a vest, maybe a blanket, a comb, and a pocket knife. That's what the artifacts. To the backstory, basically they went 2.5 miles beneath the North Atlantic to the Titanic area. This is what it includes: a shoe brush, a straight razor, and a pipe. And they say it's from William Murdoch. And basically, it was James Cameron's. He played him in the movie Titanic. And I thought that was pretty cool. Didn't really say what the piece of cloth is, but that's pretty cool. You know, Dylan, they're coming out with Titanic 3D. You know that, right?
Yeah, maybe this time we'll see the iceberg.
You never know, man. There's always a possibility, you know? So, have you seen Titanic, the movie?
Yeah, I've seen the original one. It's been a long time, but I've seen it.
It's a pretty good movie, and I think that's pretty cool that they're still finding stuff, you know? So, okay. Anything else you want to add on that? Our next title, America's Biggest National Security Threat, the U.S. Debt. Basically, we're not doing too good in the debt. Now, Dylan, I'm sure you're going to have a lot to say on this one, and we'll get to you in a second. Do you know the exact debt that we're in?
Oh, goodness. Last time I heard, I think it was like $15 billion. I don't know. It was a trillion.
It doesn't say. And in this article, it basically says that one of the biggest reasons why we're in debt is because of the public school systems, and that it threatens the country because of global economy. Our school systems are not like China, North Korea, Russia, okay? We're not like that, Iran. We are in my opinion, I think we're the top-notch school systems in the world. Do you agree?
I don't know. I hear Japan and China are apparently pretty good at it, but I mean, I like our school system to an extent. I mean, sometimes I think a lot of them are underfunded, and I think a lot of them waste their money when they do get funding.
Well, what do you think they waste their money on?
You know, like, for instance, there are a bunch of smart boards that only half the teachers use.
Yeah, that's a big one. All the technology that the teachers get. Like, for instance, here in Oklahoma, and probably around the school systems, at least our school, we got Mac laptops, and then a year later, do what?
So I was going to bring that up, yeah, because the Macs are way expensive and way underpowered.
And then we get these huge, you know, Apple desktops that I don't think many of the teachers use the desktops, do you?
Yeah, but they don't. Not that I know. I mean, I know a couple that'll use the desktop. Like, heck, you know, all the teachers get their own MacBook. My math teacher, she just has the paper up. He never even turned it on.
And I heard that either next year or the year after that, see, in our school systems, all the middle schoolers, all the 8th graders get Mac laptops. Now the 9th graders got them. And supposedly everyone's supposed to get them from 8th grade and up, so 8 through 12, which I think is just kind of a waste because most of the teachers are either really, really old school or it's just such a pain to even try to do all this technology with all these kids. Plus, they have to put insurance on them. They have to pay like 20, 30 bucks like a month or a semester, which I get that they have income coming in for that, but how much is $20 to $30 going to cost you to get a whole new MacBook, you know? So I think that's a waste. There's a lot that school systems could do, but there's a lot of things school systems do right. They, you know, they pay for stuff. Athletics, they pay for new fields and new stadiums. Well, I guess that would be the same thing. But, you know, I can agree that school systems are one of our biggest problems for U.S. debt, that our U.S. government not really understanding how much you can spend, and then after they say no, you keep spending, and that's one of our biggest problems. But, and basically all this is talking about is, you know, Congress and Obama going together and trying to get a bill, at least for 2013, to fix the school systems and not give as much money out, you know? If that happens or not, it'll be very surprising. Do you think that's going to happen, Dale?
Huh?
do you think...
Hey,
the kid's making a sandwich, probably. Do you think if Obama and Congress, who are making up this bill... for 2013. Do you think it's going to work?
No. I think with all that's happened, Obama's approval is pretty low. Well, it seems like a lot of people are just overall against our government period. So, 2013, honestly, I mean, he may get reelected, but I don't see him get reelected. It seems like not many people like him anymore.
Do you want him in office?
He hasn't been the worst president, but I honestly don't think he did a very good job.
Alright, let me ask you this. Would you rather want Mitt Romney in there or President Obama?
Well, see, I haven't watched too much politics right now, so I don't know much about Romney, but... I mean, I guess it's worth a shot. I mean, I don't think Obama should be elected, so... Huh? I just don't like the fact that it's like, well, do you want the blue team to be in office or the red team to be in office?
Yeah. Yeah, that's very true, Bill. All right. Now, Bill, I don't know if you heard about this, good buddy. The 3rd, which was Tuesday, did you hear about all the tornadoes that hit Dallas, Fort Worth, and North Texas? Did you hear about that?
Yep. I called my cousin, made sure she was okay because she lives in that area.
Was she okay?
Yeah, she's fine. She called me and said, yep, I'm alive, don't worry.
Well, that's good to hear, y'all. Okay. Basically what happened, multiple twisters hit Dallas-Fort Worth that afternoon, crushing homes and sending thousands of North Texans scrambling to take cover. There was reports of injuries, but we don't really know. The National Weather Service declared that Dallas-Fort Worth metro area was under a tornado emergency. Warnings were basically in every single county in Texas, active at 2:30 p.m. Central Time. And, you know, a couple of people said that this was the most serious tornado that they ever seen. We have a video up of actually the twister that was captured in Arlington, Texas. And, you know, there were semis flying, and, I mean, it was just insane, y'all. So you can go to alternativenews.weebly.com to find that video. It's on the main news board. So, have you ever seen a tornado there, Dale?
I don't think of Texas when I think of tornadoes.
Yeah, I know. You kind of think of Oklahoma, Kansas, stuff like that.
Yeah, Nebraska.
All right. Final story. Told y'all this was going to be a fast-paced episode.
Yeah.
Okay, did you hear about the... Here comes the show where it's cussing time. Did you hear about the piece of biscuit? He wouldn't really be a biscuit. That was totally stupid, and please ignore that. But did you hear about the guy that killed 7 people in a Christian school in Oakland, California?
I heard about that. That's the one I'm thinking of. The guy just ran in, and apparently he didn't even shoot the person he came in to shoot in the first place.
Basically, what happened was he opened fire at a Christian university, so it was a college, Monday, killing at least 6 people, wounding 3 people, but they had the suspect in custody. The gunfire erupted around mid-morning in the Ecos University in Oakland. So now I know on this show we've had many discussions about school shootings, what the procedure should be, what it shouldn't be. You can go to archives of those, but we're not getting into that. But let me ask you this: we've had a lot of high school discussions of what they do when there's a gunman in their school, but we really haven't asked about this. Should the same policies be the same to colleges as what they do in high school? Because in high school, they have those drills, and most likely the shooter is going to be from that school. Now, in this case, it's not.
Colleges are different. Colleges are bigger. They have their own dorm housing. It's just a completely different ballpark.
I know. But wouldn't you think the same procedure is the same thing as high school into college?
In some ways, yeah, in the sense of a lockdown. But
don't they lock down, though?
Yeah, I'd imagine they would.
So, if you were in a college, because we've already went through... what would you do if it happened in high school? What would you do if you were in college and someone decided to open fire?
If I was there, I'd be like, oh, shit! But, I think it should probably pretty close to the same as high school. Different setting and all that, but I think the procedure should probably be pretty close to the same. So...
So, what would you do if you were in one of those people's shoes? Would you run? Would you hide? Would you freeze up? What would you do?
Well, it depends. Like, if I saw it, shoot, then I don't know.
There we go. I know he's definitely getting charged for it. We'll put up an article later on today. And it'll be on the main news board. Trying to throw up some articles. Anyway, Twitter's up. We're really active in Twitter. Facebook, I think I'm going to do that more often. Put links up to the articles. So follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/alternewstalk. Go to Facebook, facebook.com/pages/alternativenewstalk. All right, y'all, we're going to get out of here. Sorry for the short show. There were circumstances out of our control, but we got about 20 minutes in, which is pretty good. So remember, every Thursday night here on podomatic.com/andy67, go to our official website. Official website is alternativenewstalk.weebly.com. Wrestling, NextGenerationWrestling.com. Follow us on Twitter, Facebook. It's in the links for those descriptions. Or in the description for those links. All right, y'all. We'll see you next time.